No photos, please. I said no photos.
Okay, no problem, no problem.
I said no photos.
Questa è buona.
Fotografirajte s fotko vsak drugi ponedeljek ob 8:30 zvečer na Radiu Študent.
Pozdravljeni, z vami na valovih Radiu Študent je spet oddaja Fotka, oddaja fotografij. Takole, nocoj si boste lahko poslušali in poslušali en pogovor, ki ga je Jan naredil z Uwe Fran Lajsipnom, imenovanim tudi Ulaj. In sicer ob kateri priložnosti proti koncu lanskega leta je imel Ulaj v ljubljanskem Škucu eno razstavo, no in takrat sta se z Janom dobila v Lopti kafeju in sta imela tale pogovor. Vrti se bazično okoli vprašanja oziroma razmerja performativnega in fotografije in Ulaj tudi s tem delom začne, se pravi, pove nekaj o svoji umetniški poti in pa potem preide na v bistvu razmere performativnega in fotografije. Vmes med intervjujem, ne, malo smo ga razsekali, da ne bo preveč govorjenja, si boste lahko poslušali dva komada od skupine Gogol Bordello in sicer najprej Punk Rock Paranda iz albuma Multi Contra Culti vs. Irony in potem še Illumination iz albuma Gypsy Punks Underdog World Strike. Takole, no, jaz vam želim vsem prijetno poslušanje.
You see, all the performances at a time were photographic recorded and or video recorded. I had on camera, I had on tripod. I didn't have on video camera, but a Super 8 camera. But whatever for performance we did, either close range, only the upper body, or only Hayes heads, with Marina together, Marina Abramovic together. Or there was a large action space, the cameras were always installed to focus exclusively and solely on the action space. That can be a meter for head action, it can be 20 meter for larger bodily involved space action. I taped everything. I used gaffer tape and taped, you know, the head where you can swing and make panorama for photography or video. I taped everything. I taped even the tripods to the floor because we ask people, regular people, just to put a shutter and transport the film. Just to put a shutter and transport the film, meaning that I did not involve regular photographers who are creative in that term. And then maybe zoom in and zoom out and make panoramas, so we didn't want. We wanted to have a blank, nude, concrete action of the performance. Okay. This was purely meant as documentary photography. You know without doubt some of these. Okay. Now, then after a while, first of all, especially the videos, Marina and me, after having conducted a performance, you know, you must understand that we were not rehearsing a performance like theater. We were not repeating a performance. We were not predicting an end. Performance was a strict conceptual work. Means it is a mental conceptual concentration. When we managed to find a space which was mostly outside gallery context, the White Cube context, or outside the museum context, we had to find alternative spaces because at the time, performance, photography, video, film were subversive. They were not accepted at all throughout the 70s. You had to find a space, a date, a time in order to find audience or public or spectator to gather to witness what you are doing. You follow me? When we started the performance, we entered our own physical and mental space without experience. Neither had the audience experience. We were on the same level. So we could not pretend that we demonstrate what the skill we have about what we can do as performance artists, like an actor, always presents the uttermost skills by placing him in another person's character and play it out as well as possible. We didn't. We always said we become during the performance. Very important. Becoming the title of the show. Most of the time, we were not able, for some reasons, to look at the video recordings right after. We always let it pass 1 or 2 or 3 months in order to digest from these performances. The performances were actually nothing else than a choreographed or edited existence. We walked in, did it, and walked out, and life continued from the beginning to the end. Later on, you know, I'm very concerned about photography, as you know. I made prints of the photograph. I processed the films and made print of the photographic recordings, which were considered documentary. Why? For own study, as well as the video. We wanted to study it, wanted to see us, how we can be or become in such a structure of performance, from third eye or from objective eye. And we treated this strictly as documentary photographs, meaning most performances were conducted because of circumstances and less interest for 15, 20, 50, 100, 1,000 people. It's a small audience because performance is ephemeral. You do it now and it's gone. That was the reason why we want to keep something for the record, either for our own archives or to make it available to magazines or papers or whatever, you know, to recall either by historians or critics that about that performance. So it was purely intended being a documentary.
Zima, sempre sim. Baixo, 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 baixo. mask and a town. The women, they never get
wet. You said, you mentioned before that Marina Abramović last year, let's say in Paris Photo, there were some of her works exhibited, photographs.
Really, I've seen them.
Large scale.
I've seen
the
them.
Works that work like photographs by themselves. So this is something different because it's not just purely documentative, as you are explaining, but it's as if this was done specially for the camera. No? And of course, the question is, how does this transform? As you said, it should be. It is, but
it can't.
In the essence, it's life. It's fleeing.
I know exactly where you're going to. I've seen the photographs too. I think it was a gallery either from Bologna, Barcelona, or Geneva, Switzerland. I think it was Madrid or Barcelona. Okay. Well, you know, it is a very easy question for me, because he's not the only one who is acting for the photographic camera something performative, either without ever having done that particular performance, or before or after. It is not performance, it is insinuated photography. Yeah? Now, you know, Marina and me got recently together again. We were filming together in New York for four days in New York City, 4 days upstate New York, for a film about her. She has next year the retrospective in the MoMA Museum in New York. That took a very long time before we, without regret, without complaints, without critics, without blaming anybody or anything, got together again, and that was a very great moment. I'm talking now about, you know, 21 years ago when we split, well, 1988. I'm not a good critic about Marina Abramović's performative photographs. So I take other examples if you agree to that. But I go back to the initial documentary photographs, the authentic documentary photographs made for performing artists, first generation, 70s. Some of these artists afterwards have authorized the documentary photographs, maybe in larger size and very well framed, as autonomous works and signed them. It was never my intention. Neither was it my personal intention to reenact for photographic purpose a performance for the sole sake of making a photograph a commodity for the market as relating to performance. As we know today, four generations later, there is a big hype or a boom that young performance artists reenact performances of first or second generation artists, performance artists, but in galleries, in white cube galleries, in museums, and they are managed to get either mostly not from the performance moment, but either before or after, they're insinuating photographs, they put photographs in scenes with them for the sake of creating photographic commodities for the market. Okay. This is not my thing. I never have done this. Now, the reenactment about performances is also something I can't find myself in. Because young people who reenact performances from the 70s, either Joseph Beuys or Bruce Nauman or Bali Export or Gina Pane, the first generation hard edge performers, feminist performers, female performance artists or others. Because today they have no reason. The political climate wasn't there. The reason or the necessity to contra art, which was the late modernist, purely justified by aesthetic values, to counter this with ethics, there is no reason for it. Yeah, there is, and do it. But why reenact? And on top of it, is now reenacting in saloons, and they are paid for. But why on top are we creating this mega superlative quality photograph which exceeds my eye?
Don't believe them for a moment, for a second. Do not believe, my friend, when you are down, them are not coming with a helping hand. Of course there is no us and them, but them, they do not think the same. It's them who do not think the same. It's them who do not think. They never step on spiritual path. They paint their faces so differently from ours. And if you listen closely, that war, it never stops. That war, it never stops. War, be them new Romans. I don't envy them, my friend. Be their lives longer. Oh, their longer lives are spent without a love or faithful friend. All those things they have to rent. Yeah, all those things they have to rent. All those days. But we who see our destiny in sound of this same old punk song, let rest originality for sake of passing it around. Illuminating realization number one, you are the only light there is. For yourself, my friend, you are the only light there is. For yourself, my friend. There'll be no saviors, any soon coming down. And anyway, illuminations never come from the ground. Illuminating realization number one, you are the only light there is. For yourself, my friend, you are the only light there is. For yourself, my friend, and we who see our destiny in sound of this same old punk song, let rest originality for sake of passing it around. Illuminating realization number one, you are the only light there is. For yourself, my friend, you are the only light there is. For yourself, my friend. For yourself, my friend. For yourself, my friend. For yourself, my friend. For yourself, my friend.
How trustworthy is a photograph today at all? Not anymore. Because since the invention of paint shop, later called Photoshop, we don't need anymore to do efforts and go to struggle to find authenticity and are rested in one single photographic image. That's one thing. Then, of course, digitalization and digital photography comes in place. But, you see, I had a talk once with Vanessa Beecroft. And Vanessa Beecroft, that was pretty at the beginning of her career for putting in scene group performances, collective performances, either with models or with sailors and I don't know what. And that was in Berlin, I believe it was in the first Berlin Biennale of contemporary art. And I said, Vanessa, I'd like to warn you, if you go sheer for performance, you may lose the market. Because you are for the market uninteresting. Like Marina and me, we're for the market uninteresting for a long time. You can't sell people. If the performance people, regardless with how many respect and appreciation, do not produce commodities for the market. And I said, well, engage photography or video. She did, with a lot of success. Polaroid enlarged, and then video recording, things like this. So that's it. But now the fourth generation, perhaps already the beginning of fifth generation performance artists, so-called performance artists, they are going market. So they are marketing, you may have to do only one or two very spectacular performances, which get a lot of media cover. And after that, you only make so-called performative photographies without ever doing the performance, you know? So, but I like to go back to your great question about, you know, what is that thing called performative photography? Well, for my understanding, it is either legitimate or not, it is either pure documentary about performance. Either you do performance like I have done for a long time for Polaroid camera, you know, changing my identity, self-mutilation, auto-aggression, gender crossing, and all these things, sheer for one eye, even not two eye observer, one eye observer, the Polaroid camera. And I call them performative photographies. But I call them at the same time not performance, I call them intimate actions in which I performed as it were, but only for this Polaroid camera. I call them performative photography. There's another thing, and there is this great essay, I maybe have mentioned that last year, the great essay by André Bazin. That's called The Ontological in the Photographic Image. I think I have mentioned that last year already. I don't know if you were able to check on that, but there André Bazin says, amongst other things, if the object in the photograph, either an object or person, is the same size than the actual person or object, then we talk about the ontological. But it exceeds the conditions of time and space. I don't agree with that. Anyhow, Thomas McEvely, in my book, The First Act, writes a great passage about it, also refers about my ontological photography with what Susan Sontag has said. You should, if you haven't, you should read it.
When you are talking about this ontological photography, you mean one-to-one production. You mean your photograms,
the large-size Polaroids, one-to-one, where the person is actually one-to-one, which is tricky. If you are 1.82 meters and I take a photograph of you and enlarge it on a photographic print, exactly 1.82 meters, you look smaller. You lose a third dimension. So the rule is that you actually enlarge between 8% and 12% more than the actual size, that it optically has, you know, the authentic actual size. Anyhow, so that's this. I think what bothers me most, not really, but what I like to criticize most about is superlative performative photography on the market now, usually large size, usually superb printed, and the quality of these images, the technical quality of these images, just exceeds my eye. Then I don't care anymore.
Ja, takole, tole je bil pogovor z Ulajem, gospodom, ki že precej dolgo časa ustvarja na področju fotografije. Mislim, kaj, bistvene zadeve po moje sta bile dve, ne, pač ena je ta trend ponovnega oziroma poustvarjanja del strani mladih umetnikov, se pravi del recimo prve in druge generacije teh tako imenovanih performativnih umetnikov, ki trend, ki ga Ula je precej ostro kritizira in v zvezi s tem tudi njegova delitev na dve vrsti performativne fotografije. Ne. Se pravi, na eni strani imamo fotografije kot čiste dokumentarne zapise nekega performansa, tle padajo noter te poustvarjanja, in po drugi strani neke fotografije, ki predstavljajo neka intimna dejanja in govorijo neko zgodbo samo zase, kamor seveda ulešteje tudi svoje delo. Tako da, to je neka taka razlika, o kateri se splača mogoče malo razmisliti, ampak za danes naj bo dovolj govorjenja. Zadijo sam še en komad od Gogol Bordelov in sicer Through the Roof Underground. Slišmo se pa spet čez mesec dni. Čau.
Underdogs zoo, and if you want it, you always have to make your own fun. And I see upper dog leisurely sighing, the local cultures are dying and dying, the programmed robots are buying and buying, and oh, secluded freaks, they are still trying. Between their father's lies, and Boy Scouts ask, Pa, where do they go? They go to the country that they only know, just like the meanings they lay between the lines, between the borders their real countries hide. Their strategy was so they advertise. Their strategy of being is one of in your face disguise. Oh, 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 through the roof underground. Oh, 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 through the roof underground. Systems will be discombobled around the stump of bigotry abroad. Серебряные зайцы водят хоровод.
No photos, please. I said no photos.
Okay, no problem, no problem.
I said no photos.
Questa è buona.
Fotografirajte s fotko vsak drugi ponedeljek ob 8:30 zvečer na Radiu Študent.